In a market where homes are averaging just 5 days on site before going under agreement, there are 10 greater Boston towns quietly handing buyers something they haven't had in years, real negotiating room.
Let's start with the headline number. 217 properties closed across Greater Boston this week, with an average sale price of $1.27 million and an average of just 5 days on market. That pace tells you demand hasn't evaporated. A caricature isn't seen, evaporated, but it's not the whole picture.
5 days on market at $127 million. That still sounds like a seller's world. So where does the buyer leverage story come in?
It comes in at the town level, where the aggregates are masking some real softness. We identified 10 greater Boston towns where sellers are meaningfully adjusting, and the negotiating window is $20,000 to $60,000 off ask in several of them.
Walk me through the ones with the hardest data first.
Braintree leads the South Shore with 24% of active listings having seen at least one price reduction. That's the highest rate on that side of the city. And Burlington is at 22% of listings reduced since April, driven by softening office-adjacent demand.
So those are the volume stories, a quarter of listings coming down. What about dollar figures?
Waltham is the sharpest drop in raw dollars. The median list price is down $42,000 from its Q1 2026 peak as the affordability ceiling finally hit. Woburn is close behind with an average price cut of $28,000. Sellers who overpriced in Q1 are now capitulating.
And Framingham keeps coming up whenever we talk about market cooling. What's the story there this week?
Framingham has a 47-day average days on market and 19% of listings, with at least one reduction as of May 2026. That combination of time and price cuts is a reliable signal that buyers have room to push.
What about the towns that are softer for structural reasons rather than just overpricing?
Malden is the clearest example. Out-of-state investors are exiting, and that sell-off is creating unusual supply at below-peak prices. Tewksbury is a different dynamic. The Route 495 corridor is cooling as remote work demand normalizes, so the pandemic-era premium is unwinding.
That investor exit in Malden is interesting. Is that showing up as distressed listings or just more inventory?
More inventory at below-peak prices rather than distress. These are investors who bought at the run-up and are choosing to exit now rather than hold. It's a supply story, not a foreclosure story.
What's the story for buyers who can't stretch to $1.27 million? Is there anything in this data for them?
Stoughton is the first-timer moment right now. Under $600,000 homes are seeing 3 to 4% price cuts, which on a $550,000 home is real money. In Medford, which was an over-ask market just 18 months ago, now has sellers routinely accepting 2 to 3% under-ask.
And then there's Quincy, which you flagged as a condo story. How does that ripple into the single-family side?
Quincy has condo inventory at a 5-year high, and that glut is suppressing buyer urgency across the board. Even SFH sellers are finding they can't ignore it at the negotiating table.
So we've got a market that looks tight at the headline level. 5 days, $1.27 million. But underneath that, 10 towns where a prepared buyer can actually negotiate. How do you synthesize that?
The aggregate masks a bifurcated market. Well-priced properties and high-demand pockets are still moving in days, but sellers who stretched on price in Q1 are now adjusting, and summer is historically when that correction deepens. The window is open, but it won't stay open indefinitely.
Before next Monday, pull active listings in any of those 10 towns, Framingham, Woburn, Waltham, Braintree, Malden, Tewksbury, Stoughton, Medford, Quincy, or Burlington. Filter for 30-plus days on market, and you'll have a short list of sellers who are already blinking.